Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, George Case. Batting second. The third baseman, Buddy Lewis. Batting third. The left fielder, Sam West. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Buddy Meyer. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Cecil Travis. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Jimmy Washdell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ken Chase. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Ken Chase. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Marv Owen. Batting second. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting third. The left fielder, G. Walker. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Eric McNair. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Larry Rosenthal. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ken Silvestri. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Rigney. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Johnny Rigney. And now, play ball. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis hits a ball on the ground for an out. Case moves to second. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Case moves to third. Two outs. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Rigney. Case scores. It's 1-0, Senators. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lewis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of West, who is chasing the ball. Walker reaches third base with a triple. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Rigney, and towards McNair, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Washdell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washdell hits a ball on the ground for a single. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair takes first base on ball four. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal strikes out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards short. Travis fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ken Silvestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Silvestri hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-1, White Sox. Johnny Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Ken Chase is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chase hits a pop-up towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Case hits a pop-up towards the mound. Rigney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0-for-1 in the game. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rigney fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-1 in the game. Owen takes first base on ball 4. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-1 in the game. QL strikes out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Walker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Owen moves to third. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Owen scores. Walker moves to third. It's 3-1, White Sox. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lewis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Walker scores. Appling moves to second. It's 4-1, White Sox. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosenthal hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-1 in the game. Krivic hits a fly ball into left field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-1 in the game. West strikes out. Silvestri drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws West out. One out. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-1 in the game. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Meyer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walker. Meyer reaches second base with a double. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 0-for-1 in the game. Travis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Silvestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Silvestri is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Silvestri hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0-for-1 in the game. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards first. Washdell scoops it up and throws to first, with Chase covering, for the out. Two outs. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Travis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Jimmy Washdell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washdell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Washdell takes first base on ball 4. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Farrell hits a fly ball into right field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Chase is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chase is 0-for-1 in the game. Chase hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-2 in the game. QL hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lewis fields it and throws to first for the out. QL moves to second. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. QL moves to third. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Travis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Case hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0-for-2 in the game. Lewis hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-2 in the game. West hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-2 in the game. Wright hits a pop-up towards third. Owen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 0-for-2 in the game. Rosenthal hits a pop-up towards first. Washdell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 2 in the game. Krivic takes first base on ball 4. Ken Silvestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Silvestri is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Silvestri hits a ball on the ground towards short. Travis fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Johnny Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0 for 2 in the game. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lewis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 0 for 2 in the game. Travis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jimmy Washdell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washdell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Washdell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 2 in the game. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Washdell moves to second. Bobby Estilella pinch hits for Ken Chase. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Silvestri settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Appleton now pitching. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Travis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. QL hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Walker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. QL moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Appling hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Meyer catches it and throws to first to double up Walker. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Case hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0 for 3 in the game. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0 for 3 in the game. West takes first base on ball 4. Lewis moves to second. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 3 in the game. Wright hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lewis scores. West moves to third. It's 4-2, White Sox. Clint Brown now pitching. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to second for the out. West scores. Two outs. It's 4-3, White Sox. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 0-3 in the game. Travis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Meyer moves to third. Jimmy Washdell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washdell is 2-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Washdell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. McNair hits a fly ball into center field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 0-3 in the game. Rosenthal hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Washdell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Krivic hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Silvestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Silvestri is 1-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Silvestri is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Farrell hits a fly ball into right field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jake Early pinch hits for Pete Appleton. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 3-4 in the game, with three singles. Case hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0-4 in the game. Lewis hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Washington Senators, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.